Welcome to this podcast series from Barlow McCarthy. We're sharing ideas from physician relations leaders across the country about the deployment of their teams, the work they are doing, and the insights they're learning with COVID-19. Now here is today's interview.
This is Susan Boydell with Barlow McCarthy, and welcome to our podcast today. We have Kim Dinsmore and Ann Quinn Dietzler from Penn Medicine. Kim is the Director of System Outreach, and Ann is the Director of the Physician Liaison Team. So, perfect for our conversation today. Both of them share various responsibilities for the Physician Outreach Team and the overall strategy across their organization. So, welcome, Ann. Welcome, Kim. We're glad to have you here today so we can have you share some of your learnings and what's happening in your market. So, I thought to get started, if you could just give us maybe a little update on what's the latest with your team and maybe a little bit about your overall approach, because I know that these are things that are pretty much changing sometimes on an hourly basis. So love a little background.
Thanks for having us, Susan. Maybe I can start with just giving you an overview of our market, our teams, how we work together, and our overall approach. So we are a physician liaison team of 11 on our corporate team. So corporate meaning we are centralized and we support the organization's overall needs. We also have various entities within our health system. So in addition to our corporate team, we've got three community hospital liaison teams that we collaborate very closely with. Our needs, we have a lot of things in common, but we also have to adjust our approach, you know, given the market that we are considering. And in addition to that, we have quite a few other liaison teams that support our overall health system. So from a physical medicine and rehab perspective, home health and hospice, a transplant team, a radiology team. I'm really afraid I'm going to forget somebody right now, but just to give you an overall big picture, we've got a lot of teams that, you know, are serving a regional market that need to collaborate and work closely together, but also we need to modify our approach for our given audiences. So Ann and I obviously work very closely together, and we report up to a senior director within our marketing department who's responsible for our overall referral development strategy. So I would say what we've really been trying to focus on initially is acutely, how are we serving as a resource for healthcare providers in our market? Obviously, everybody's consumed with COVID-19 and, you know, medical management. And so a patient comes in, what do I do? And that's continuing to evolve on a, you know, hour by hour basis, as you said. So we can't be going in there talking about business as usual. And what we have found being an academic medical center is a lot of the regional providers are looking to Penn Medicine and asking, you know, what are you doing? How are you handling this? We've found many of our independent providers have no other source of information beyond the CDC website. So we've been spending a lot of time on what their needs are, really assessing what those needs are initially, and really checking in with them to see how they're doing and what they need. We weren't sure how that was going to go initially, but we found people are really just appreciative to have, you know, somebody checking in to see what they need.
So I'm curious, Kim, and either one of you can probably answer this, but that's like all really great information that needs to go back out to those providers, and that's what you're hearing that they especially value and need right now. How do you get the team that information? How does that come through to the liaisons that then can turn around and communicate that out in the field? Curious about that.
Hi, Susan. This is Ann. I can speak to that. As director of the liaison team, I mean, the first thing we did is we're all working in a different set of circumstances. We're used to knocking on doors, we're used to getting out there face to face and talking to our providers. All of a sudden now our world has shifted along with everyone else's, and we're in at our homes trying to make a difference, trying to continue to do our jobs. Our jobs had the focus of referral development, but now our communications are all around checking in with our providers, finding out what their needs are, and then trying to get information back to them. But also, I think a unique aspect of what we're doing is getting information back from our providers up to our senior leadership. So that's been a, not that we've always done that, but in real time during a crisis, what are our physicians facing on the front lines, and what are they asking from senior leadership and from the system? We have organized the liaisons so that they we have a daily dialogue call every day. So we've been checking in with each other. We've been changing our communication strategy as we reach out to providers, being mindful that providers also, their worlds are turned upside down, and they're asking for things like, what do I do with a sick, chronically ill patient that I was going to transfer to your hospital? What do I do with, not just around testing, but also around, you know, patients who are going through cancer treatments or have chronic lung disease? So the liaisons have been escalating this information up, helping our referring physicians. And we are a little bit unique in the academic market as opposed to the community medicine market, where our physicians are not internal to the organization. Many of our physicians that we deal with are external to the organization. So even though we have good internal communication channels, we don't necessarily have channels set up for email blasts out to referring docs around real-time critical information. So what we decided to do was, as we're escalating these concerns up, we created sort of a frequently asked question model, an FAQ. We've taken on making sure that that's updated periodically, where we escalate that up to senior leadership. They provide answers for us, and we're setting up ways to email blast and send that out to our referring physicians who are not on our internal channels of communication. What those frontline people out there in the field need, and how quickly an organization can respond and get accurate information out in front of folks, all of that really good stuff. I'm kind of curious, even at this early stage, what's been the greatest learning for both you and Anne? Either one of you can start. What's so far the biggest learning that you two have had out of this?
I'll start. I don't know if it's the biggest learning, but I think what really struck me working to lead the team through all of this, and also the team reaching out to their providers, just that human aspect, that empathy, that we're all in this together. When we're all working at home and we're trying to collaborate on a meeting and someone's child bursts into the door or someone's dog is barking in the background, we can all relate, right? If all you are is at home and that's your environment and you have a meeting to attend to, there's unpredictable things. Everyone is facing a different work environment now and a different situation. Some people have family members with compromised immunity. Some providers out there have shared that, you know, some of their staff may have been exposed, or providers or some of our liaison staff, you have everywhere from parents with college students home, single parents with young children, childcare issues. So we're all trying to do our jobs overnight in such different environments, and then trying to make it work and be responsive to our stakeholders. So I think that is as a leader, I think we all just have to take a breath and think about, you know, the situations that we could all be facing, and really have that extra empathy out there for everyone. When I caution the liaison team, when you're talking to the providers, it's not business as usual. It's, you know, take a breath, ask them how they're doing, ask them how they're coping. Drew Pencil is our senior director, and he started the first meeting that we had with our group, asking us to go around and talk about how we were feeling and how we were coping. So it made us all feel good that, first of all, we were able to kind of share that with each other, and we also felt like we were supporting one another. So now we try to do that in our daily dialogue, make sure that we include that. How are you feeling? How's everybody doing? So it's a little different. I think that to start meetings that way.
I love that. I think that's something everyone could learn from, because, you know, it's everybody's going through this. And just because we work in healthcare doesn't mean we don't have the same fears and the same concerns, the same anxieties, all of it, for all the reasons you just said. So very, very insightful. Love that very much.
I think this has brought that element of, it's humanized all of us. So it makes you realize, you know, don't take yourself too seriously. And then to Anne's point, like, we're trying to balance out being empathetic both to our customers as well as each other, with also, you know, there's anxieties around what is our role moving forward? Will we have jobs? So trying to balance out, you know, accountability as well, and building flexibility into that. So one of the things that Anne started on our team was, she mentioned the daily dialogue. We kick off every morning with a call and check in with each other. That's where we go through any of, you know, the health system updates from the past 24 hours. The liaisons always, at least so far, have had something additional to share. So we're able to bring that feedback directly into the day's meetings with senior leadership as well. And then we have an end of day check-in on email where the liaisons are sharing any new things they learned throughout the day that need to be incorporated into our, you know, our frequently asked questions, you know, clinical questions, or just feedback for the team in general. And I would say part of my role from a health system perspective is around how are we as a team leading and engaging all of the other teams within our health system. So we, starting this week, are instituting, we're dedicating one of our calls weekly to including all entity liaisons to join that call. And we're going to make the agenda relevant to everyone, but to just to provide that space for sharing the cumulative updates. You know, there's a lot of information that's going around the health system, and, you know, I think we're still refining and making sure it's getting to the right people. And even if it's getting to the right people, are they reading it? So it's a place to share information. And it's a place for us, just collectively, we have the same challenges, even though we have different audiences, to really talk about, you know, any best practices, what's resonated or what's going well, or, you know, any challenges that we're encountering. Many of the managers and directors in our health system are very interested in learning more about our project plans, so that they can, you know, potentially incorporate with their own teams as well. So I think just really that it's also collaboratively brought us together more. It's improved our communication. We also have a lot of alliance and partnership relationships outside of our health system with other health systems. So we've been trying to share resources and engage those liaison teams as well. So I think that my answer would be just, you know, the collaborative approach and just humanizing things for everyone.
Yeah, that's just great. Here's what I also heard you say that to me is probably some best practice right now. I'm imagining there's probably a lot of other teams that are doing the same. You have provided some structure to a bunch of chaos. So every morning there's a daily dialogue. Here's the purpose of that dialogue. And what's nice about that is it's not just business, it's also taking care of each other, and how then you use that to take care of those that are out there on those front lines. And then that email at the end. So at the end of the day, it's like, it's put some structure so people know that there's a time and a place where I will get my updates. I will get new directions because we all know it's changing on a hour by hour, 24 hours at a time. So I think that's really, really good. It's really, really good structure piece that you all have put in place.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. For follow-up and feedback, join us on the LinkedIn group we've created called COVID-19 and Physician Relations. If you have topics of interest, or better yet, an idea to share with your colleagues, feel free to send us an email at info@barlowmccarthy.com.